And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Eric Lundy, your local financial advisor at Lundy Financial Services in Bad Axe. For stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and IRAs, contact Lundy Financial Services at 840 South Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. Securities and advisory services are offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Tyler Avery Masterson appeared in Huron County District Court today to face a felony charge of absconding or forfeiting bond. Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment, noting the charge carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. During the proceedings, defense attorney Tammy Salins stated that Masterson has no prior criminal record and is currently employed. The court set bond at $10,000, 10%, requiring $1,000 for release. Attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach has been appointed to represent Masterson for the remainder of the case, and a probable cause conference is scheduled for July 30th, 2026, followed by a preliminary examination on August 7th, 2026. And the Sebring Police Department is warning residents about a phone scam after a local victim was told to withdraw $10,000 in cash to protect her money. The caller claimed to be from Walmart, alleged fraud on the victim's account, and instructed her to stay on the phone while moving the cash to a so-called safe account. Police say the scammers even sent a photo of a supposed suspect to appear legitimate, but the image was actually of a long-deceased criminal. Officials remind residents that no legitimate business, bank, law enforcement agency, or government office will ever ask someone to withdraw cash or transfer money to keep it safe. If you receive a similar call, hang up immediately, contact your bank or local police department using a trusted phone number. Anyone who receives a suspicious call is encouraged to report to the Sebring Police Department. And Laisha Lynn Stanilis is facing a misdemeanor charge of animal cruelty following an incident involving a dog left in a vehicle. Stanilis was arraigned today in district court regarding an incident on July 20th. Prosecutors allege Stanilis left a dog inside of a car during hot weather with the windows rolled up until an officer had to free the dog from the hot interior. The charge carries a maximum penalty of 93 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, and up to 200 hours of community service. Stanilis, represented by attorney Tammy Salins, entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris set a personal recognizance bond at $3,500, and the court has ordered the prosecution to provide a plea offer by August 13th, with the final plea cutoff hearing and pretrial hearing scheduled for September 3rd. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
How confident are you in your current investment portfolio? Is your retirement account set up to provide you with the retirement income needed to continue living the lifestyle you've worked so hard for? With many of us retiring early, can your current plan last? If you have any doubts or questions, then you may want to have a full review to determine if you're well positioned to last the duration of your retirement years. This is Eric Lundy of Lundy Financial Services, and I can offer you a complete complimentary portfolio review. Call me today at 989-269-7427 to schedule a no-obligation consultation.
Lundy Financial Services is an independent firm with securities and advisory services offered through Prospera Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.